Okay, on Thursday we dealt with the Stiras HaRashbam. Let's review. The Mishnah talks about Sholash HaRotis L'Chazaka, that the Gemara will say that's talking B'Shan Tcherem. There are two lands in which there's very little crossover of human beings from one to the other. And therefore, there's no or limited amount of news that travels from one to the other. Taisus said a chiddush. That's only an issue of mechaha information getting across the makom cheirim. It's not at all an issue of chazaka, because people ask about chazaka, and since people ask about it, the chazaka news gets memedina lemedina. The mechaha news does not. And we said that Taisus is really mukher from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, in the beginning of the Gemara, it talks about mechaha shalai b'fanav. The Rashbam in our Mishnah seems to say the same thing. Seems to say exactly the same thing, that a chazaka is nishmas. And the issue is that a mecha is not nishmas. So we have a pella, it's a pella, not just a kasha, but the fact that, I don't know who asks it, I don't find anybody who asks it, but that the Rashbam on Lamed Amid Aleph brought our Mishnah. And when he brought our Mishnah, he said, the Rashbam, the Gemara, they had the story about the person that was out of the country, Bishukei Barai, for 3 years, except when he came in and he was Tarei Bishuka. And Rashbam brought, Be'eretz Marchakim, Makim Shein Sheores Mitzuyais, V'lo Yadati, L'kach Lo Mechisi. Rashbam says, Beferish, Lo Yadati, I didn't hear the Chazaka. And therefore I didn't make a Mecha. So Rashbam seems to say that the issue is that you don't hear the chazaka. It appears to be something of a stira between the two Rashbams. Why does Rashbam there say lo yadai? You say lo machisi because I was far away. So it seems to be a stira, so Rashbam. I'd like to suggest Teretz. Before that, I just want to review something else I mentioned on Thursday. And that is the Muki Yosef and the Rashba. Very important, Muki Yosef and Rashba. The Muki Yosef and Rashba said that the Shalai Sharatis L'Chazaka, it doesn't mean you have to be in that Eretz for 3 years. Even if you're in the same land for 2 years and 11 months, and just the last month you're away, and that last month you couldn't make a mecha, that is enough to mess up the chazaka, to ruin the chazaka. It's only a chazaka if all 3 years you're ba'isai medina, or in a nearby medina that's not b'shas acherim. But if it's shas acherim, and you're another medina, even the last month, that also ruins the chazaka. As I mentioned, the Ketzais explains that the reason for that is because the Muki Yosef Shita is Chilasei V'Pshia V'Seifa V'Einis is an Einis, which means that even if for 2 years and 11 months you were Pesheya, you didn't make a Mecha, you should have. But you said, I'll leave it for the last minute. There are some people like that leave things for the last minute. I'm sure present company not included. People who leave things for the last minute. And the Muki Yosef says that they have a din of an oinus. If you leave things for the last month, and the last month he got stuck, you're an oinus. That was the shita of Muki Yosef. I was thinking about the Muki Yosef. If we learn the Mishnah like the Muki Yosef, I'll assume the Rashbam agrees, then in our Mishnah, could you say that it's not a chazaka because you didn't hear that the person is in your karka? Could we say that it's not a chazaka because you didn't hear that he's there? According to Muki Yosef, you can't say that. Because for 2 years and 11 months, you did hear about it. For 2 years and 11 months, the Ketzais is saying pshat, that you knew about it. But you had chalasi b'pshir, the safe of minus, you pushed it off. So if our Mishnah is including, it includes a case where you're in Galil for 3 years, and it includes a case in Galil in just for 1 month. In the case, which is included in our Mishnah, that you're in Galil for 1 month, you heard the Chazakah, the Rashbam can't say, you didn't hear the Chazakah, the Rashbam can't say that. Because if the Rashbam holds like the Muki Yosef, our Mishnah is talking, well, you did hear the Chazakah. You definitely heard the Chazakah. You just, why is it not a Chazakah? Because you didn't hear about the Mechah. Now you understand that if someone is in your karka for 2 years and 11 months, and you go to a different country for a month, it's not a taina. Maybe that month he stopped sitting in my karka. If he was a ganef for 35 months when you were in the country, he was using your karka. It's highly unlikely that the 1 month you went out of the country, he said, okay, I'll be honest. So if you're in the country for 35 months and you were out of the country the 36th month, you heard of the chazakah. So why is it not a chazakah? Must be because of the mechah. Comes out, the Rashbam could really hold that sai chazakah and sai mechah, the news travels exactly the same. Both of them, if you're in Oysa Medina, you hear the news. If you're in a different Medina, you don't hear the news. Like the Rashbam said on Daf Lamed, may well be that that's the Rashbam Shita, that news doesn't travel in a time of Cherem from one country to another, not the news of Chazakah and not the news of Mechah. Aye, why does the Rashbam in our Mishnah only say that you didn't hear the Mechah, that you know if you make a Mechah it won't be heard? Because the Rashbam agrees with the Muki Yosef that our Mishnah is not talking dafka you were away for 3 years. Our Mishnah is talking, even if you were here for 2 years and 11 months, you went away for 1 month. Also, Hayab Yehuda Meze Begalol Eina Chazaka. So why isn't it a Chazaka? You did hear about the Chazaka. You did hear that he's in your land because you were there for 35 months. So that, the Teretz is that, but you couldn't make a Mechah the last month because a Mechah in a different Medina is like Nishmas. So that's why the Rashbam in this Mishnah says that a Mechah is not Nishmas, and since the Mechah is not heard, therefore it's not a Chazak. What was the case on Daflam? The Gemara is talking about a specific case where a person was Meshuke Broi for 3 years. There we know the case. There we know the case was Taka, the person was Taka away for the three years. He was away the whole time. And when he came in, he was Torah. So there he was away for 3 years. So there the Rashbam could explain that Eina Chazaka, that the Chazaka is not Nishmas to the other country. So there, it's not Shver that the Rashbam uses the Losh and the Chazaka is not heard. Because if you're away for 3 years, this Taka the Chazaka is not heard and the Mechah is not heard. It's just in our Mishnah, which is talking, is saying a klal, and that klal is even if he's here for 2.5 years or 2 years or 11 months, and then he goes away. So Amish is talking even when you heard about the chazaka. And the Rashbam has to say that the reason that it's not a chazaka is because the mechah is shalei v'fanav, it's another country, and it's not a mechah. So you're talking that that's pshat of the Rashbam. Then the Rashbam doesn't agree with Taisus. The Rashbam holds chazaka is also not nishmas. Just since our Mishnah is talking like the Mukhi Yosef, it's talking even in such a case. So, Ulai. Mukhi Yosef himself mentions both, which is very good. He mentions Chazakah not Nishmas. He mentions both Shittas, you mean?
Yes.
That's fine. He could take a be both Shittas. If you're away 3 years, the Chazakah is not Nishmas.
So you're only away for the last month.
But what does that mean, the Chazakah is not Nishmas, if you're away the last month? I heard it 2 months, the 2 years and 11 months. Because he's going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is talking in all cases. No? You think the Chazak has only heard the 36 times?
You have to ask about it, it's not just heard to everybody.
Even when you're Ba'is and Medina? When you're Ba'is and Medina, I understand. Yaisi Medina. And the Ktzai Sikha held that way. The Ktzai says that philosophy Bashir Sefer Ba'inus. So Ktzai Sikha holds that you hear the Chazaka, just hear the philosophy Bashir. It's including, it's both cases. The Rashbam is telling us a reason that Shabbat Lakol. He's giving us a reason that's true in all cases. I don't think it's talking to Afkin in the Muki Yosef's case, but it's also talking in the Muki Yosef's case. The Rishash brings a raya, a pretty strong raya, not like Tosfos. The Gemara Mem Beis on the Aleph says the following. Gemara says, Ochal Ha'av Shana, a man ate for a year, Vaben Shana, and then the son was there for a year, and then Lekeach Shana, in other words, the father was there for a year and he died, the son ate for a year. Then the son sold it to someone, the Lekeach ate for a year. Harizul Chazak. So we say it's a good chazaka. The after the ben to the lekeach, it's all the same thing. They're all the same purse, one from the other. So the Gemara says it's a good chazaka. In fact, the Gemara, how could you say that if you marzik the father 1 year, the son 1 year, the lekeach 1 year, it's a good chazaka? We learned ochla b'fnei ha'av shana. If a person sitting in the field for 3 years. 1 year the Marikama was alive. So he ate in front of the Marikama for a year. Achla b'fnei haben shana. He ate in front of the son. The Marikama died. It's in front of his son for a year. Achla b'fnei lekeach shana. The son sold it to somebody. The third year in front of a lekeach. So frekta Gemara, we learned that that's not a good chazaka. So frekta Gemara, how could you say achla av, achla ben, achla lekeach is a good chazaka, achla b'fnei av, b'fnei ben, b'fnei lekeach is no good. The Gemara is comparing hearing about a chazaka to hearing about a macha. Right? We're saying achla av, achla ben. In other words, the mazik were three different people. So, frek the Gemara from the case of macha, achla b'fnei av, achla b'fnei ben, achla b'fnei lekeach. Like Tosfos, it's sure, how do you compare it? A chazaka, people ask about. So chazaka is nishmas. So the father's there a year, the son's there a year, like half there a year, the word doesn't spread as much. People don't talk about it as much as one person there for 3 years. But since it's a chazaka, I ask about it. How can you compare that to macha, to a case where the son didn't make a macha, the father didn't make a macha, the son didn't make a macha? How can you compare macha to chazaka? The Rishash brings a raya from there that Macha and Chazaka should have the same rules. The Chesav Ram says this as a teretz. But if we're going to name on that, that's the Rashbam Shita, that Macha and Chazaka have the same rules, so that would be a raya to the Shita.
One year.
But the Gemara is comparing the 1 year, 1 year, 1 year of chazaka being heard, and achla b'fnei ha'av, which means the ability of him to make a macha with three different people. If macha and chazaka have different rules, then it's no dimya. All right, the sefer of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo yomro shalosh shanim el kdeshi abaspanya yasek shana. Yelchu v'yodiyu shana v'yavei l'shana acheres. Aspanya is far away, so you should go a year, come a year. It's an interesting some sefer here. Some sefer says why shana. So he makes a whole calculation. He says that the world is 24 mil around in circumference, and a person, he makes a cheshbon, could travel 12 mil in a year. I'm not sorry, 24,000 mil or 24 mil. So the world is 24,000 mil in circumference. A person could travel 12,000 mil. And the Rambam writes that the world is round. So any spot you are on the world, you can't be more than 12,000 miles away from Eretz Yisrael. 12,000 mil from Eretz Yisrael, which is 1 year's travel.
Can't be shocked, the Rambam says that a person is going further than that.
The Rishbam says, where does the Rishbam say that? That Shom Yesh Mahal Hashana V'yaisa Mekan Ein Derech Laharchik Yaisa Mekarkoi V'yaisa Yaisa Loiplog. So how's that? So I guess you can understand of some cipher that he's talking about the settled part of the world, not the he doesn't bring a Gemara that's 24,000. He says the Rambam brings a Rambam that the world is round, so it goes around. And he says 24,000 mil, he brings from the Chachmei Umasailam, that he says a person travels 12,000 mil a year, he makes a Cheshbon based on a Gemara, and he goes into the Cheshbon. So when it ain't Derech L'Harchik Yais, it could be that's the settled part of the world.
Going around, it wouldn't make a difference.
No, but it means for Yisrael, you're going in each direction. Oh, you mean if it then has nothing to do with being round, it could be flat for Yisrael in both directions too. You're right. I had a different problem with the mechanics of the Chassam Sefer, because you can travel east and west, you can also travel north and south. Like, if the east, the furthest is 12,000 mil, and west, the furthest is 12,000 mil, why don't you go southeast and southwest? It's still more than 12,000 mil. So, Chassam Sefer, I don't understand. Chassam Sefer was a chacham in these and yonim. I don't know how he creates such a thing.
You think of southwest, southeast, and west. I mean, there's no country going to the same spot.
Not really. Let's say I'm in Chicago. Let's say Chicago to the Atlantic Ocean is 12,000 miles, and from Chicago to the Pacific Ocean is 12,000 miles. So you can't tell me that wherever I am, I could get to Chicago. I'm not more than 12,000 miles away. It's not true. As long as I go to Florida, so then I'm going to the Atlantic Ocean plus south.
What?
It does make a difference.
A ball
makes a difference if you go.
It's not the same.
Not the same. There's a certain amount of compensation for the roundness, but it's not the same. Let's try it. Try to go to Australia and try to go to China and see which takes longer.
It's not the same. If you keep on going that exact direction around the whole thing, it'll be 24,000 miles.
Yeah, but then it doesn't make the cheshbon, though, for the person who's traveling, who says he's going in that exact direction. You know? Can't say in derech l'harchik yaisa, people only go due east and due west. People travel north and south as well. No? I don't know. If you go to China, it doesn't take 24 hours. If you go to Australia, it takes 24 hours. I had a Shiloh once. Somebody, a baby was born in Australia. Why they brought a baby on an airplane in the first week to America, I don't know. But they had a bris. They flew to the United States. And they had the bris. The baby was born on a Monday. They scheduled the bris for a Monday. Problem was, the baby was only 7 days old. Because they pissed the dateline. So the baby was only 7 days old. It was the wrong day for the bris. Yeah, born on Monday. The bris couldn't have been on Monday. What? Back. You go. Oh, whatever the direction was. It was a day off. Okay, at any rate, I just want to point out to you that the Rambam knew the world was round. But you read in your history books that until Columbus, everyone thought the world was flat. Is not true. The Mishnah, which everyone agrees was 2,000 years ago, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Aleph, says that if you find a statue of a human being holding a ball in his hand, it's an Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says, why? If they had basketball then, I would understand. He was a ball player, right? But why is someone holding a ball in Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi, because the ball is the world. And this is like a god, the statue is a god. He's holding the whole world in his hand. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes there that from here you see that they knew 2,000 years ago, not only the Jews knew, the Goyim knew that the world was round. Everyone knows the world is round. Anybody who watches an eclipse, you can see that the world is round. And if you watch a ship going off in the distance of the horizon, you know the world is round. It's a sheker, total sheker. I'm not just saying it, it's a from a yid. The things you read in your science books and social studies books, don't think that it's true. It may be true, it's possible, but it's not. There's a tendency to make all ancient man into a fool, into dopes. And only today was smart. Today, whatever they think, next year they say is wrong. But there's a tendency, it's not true. People, there are people today who think the world is flat. But it's not true that the whole world thought the world was flat. Okay, at any rate, getting back to Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? We are going to have two sugyas that explain Rabbi Yehuda. One is Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and one is Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, two different hasberim in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The truth is, Rav and Shmuel and the Amud Beis themselves have two Shitas. The Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't get 3 years. A chazakah b'fonav is miyad. If Yehuda holds, if you do a chazakah in front of the Marei Kama, it's immediately a chazakah, which is not the way we've been learning. Because we've been going like the Chachamim, that it's not a chazakah right away. We had idoli leitzina deperi, allowed to have a chazakah. If you loaded him up, the produce onto the kaima, that's a chazakah right away. But if you didn't load it, even if he's standing there, la'alta is not a chazakah. Rabbi Yehuda holds the front of is a chazakah right away. Just, why do we always say 3 years? Because it's possible a person traveled to Aspamia, which was derech laharchik, it was ein derech laharchik yaisa, like Taisus says. And and since it's a down lachik, yeah, he said, that's why we say 3 years, but it's not down. Is the machlaikis, the Rashbam, and the Muki Yosef. We are members in the Rashbam. Why Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is? They agree, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're mazik in front of the Marei Kama, it's a chazaka la'alter, immediately. They agree if the person is in Aspamia, you get 3 years. And the person's not in Aspamia. He's in Chicago. He's 24 hours away, or 48 hours away. He's in a different city. The Rashbam holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you know where he is, you shots up, you estimate the amount of time it takes word to travel, and him to come here, and to do the. And to do the Yelchav Yadir Shana, Yavi L'Shana Acheres, means you shuts up wherever he is, how long it takes the Yelchav Yadir Shana, the Yavi L'Shana Acheres. It's a month, it's a month. If it's 2 days, it's... Well, the first year you get the Chazakah, plus however long it takes. Muki Yosef says it's a light plug. That Bifonov, it's allowed to have a Chazakah. But otherwise, it's a light plug that we always wait 3 years, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the number 3 years is a klal, and so it's a machlokes, the Muki Yosef and the Rashbam, how it works according to Rabbi Yehuda when you're a certain distance away. Now if you're right here, you don't need Yazik Shana. The person will complain right away. If you're far away, you need Yazik Shana, because rumors don't spread over a person there for a few days. And then, the amount of time it takes to travel, the amount of time it takes to come back. So this is this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's Hashem, we're going to see it on the Amud Beis, how Rav learns Rabbi Yehuda and how Shmuel learns Rabbi Yehuda. Let's end the Gemara. First piece of Gemara we discussed already. Let's go through the simple Gemara. It's Pshat in the Mishnah. My kasava tanakama, ikasava machosh loy befanav, have a machah. We're going to tanakama now. If the yotza machosh loy befanav is good, I feel yud vagol nami, let him make a machah. Ikasava machosh shaloy befanav, lay have a machah. If yotza have to come, I feel yud vagol nami, lay. Should always have to come. And the kozmani doesn't come, it's not a machah, so maybe it's not a chazak. Amarava vermamal, amarav, lay look some machosh loy befanav, have a machah. Really, he holds the way, again, we're learning the whole year, is that a mecha shalei b'fanav is a good mecha. U'mishmaseinu b'shas cheirum shanu. It's a time of dispute between the two countries. Umashka Yehuda v'gol dinokit. So why you pick out Yehuda v'gol? Hakamash roman. Stam Yehuda v'gol kishas cheirum dali. That Yehuda and Gol were always in a fight. It says the Medinas that controlled Yehuda and the Medina that controlled Gol in the time of the Mishnayos, they were in a fight. And Stam Yehuda v'gol lashas cheirum. It's not a halacha today. It depends on the Metzias. But in the time of the Mishnayos, Yehuda and Gol were in a shas cheirum. There's an issue here, which Tosis brings from Masechtas Gittin, that L'chaira Yidden had to be on the Rebbe, and since Jews had to be on the Rebbe, so was it all possible to travel from Yehuda to Gaul, or Gaul to Yehuda? From Yehuda to Gaul, but from Gaul to Yehuda, Aliyah the Rebbe was to Yerushalayim. So from Galil, and we're forgetting Ezra Yarday, the Mishnah mentions, to Yehuda, L'chaira, to Aliyah L'Regel, they had to come. So the news is going to get there because they have to be on the Regel. So Tosis asks this kasha. Tosis asks it from a Gemara in Gittin Daf Dalet. Maybe get me Medina Ladina Beretz Yisrael. So it says, Tosis brings, Kimi Deikai L'Regel, Mishka Shchichi L'Kaimai. So it's the springs, even when they are no, but there's no Beis HaMikdash still, but they deem him kvi mishka shvichi. Alright, so but they deem him in Mishas Chayram, I could understand. You do the entire Yom Medina. But Oile Regal is a chiv. Now, the Chayra, Tosis Kash is not a Kasha. The Beis HaMikdash was Chariv in the middle of the Tekufas HaTanoim. Some Tanoim, like Hillel and Shammai, lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Some Tanoim lived after the Churban. Rabbi Kiva lived in Beitar 50 years after the Churban. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai lived during the Churban, the Gemara says. You all know from the Gemara, the Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai was alive during the Churban. Our Mishnah is written in the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Who was Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud, one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, after the Talmidim died. Rabbi Yehuda was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What's this? It's asking a kasha from Oile Regel. The Amish is talking after the Churban. The Vienna Mishnah and Gittin could be talking Bismana Bayis. Well, it's one thing after the other. So Tosis is asking, "Afilu b'zman sheiriz rekayim ikah batei dinim." The kasha from batei dinim is really not so schwer because b'shach tachayrim, there's no need to go to a bez din in Yerushalayim. If the kasha seems to be for that other golem, could be. That's why Tosis doesn't ask what. So this would seem, at least from Tosis Kasha, would seem to be a raya to the daya brought in the Ran and Tainis, that they were Ola Regal even when the Beis HaMikdash was not Kayim. For a period of time afterwards, that they were still Ola Regal. There are three rayas to this Shita. The Ikar raya is the Ran's raya in the Dorim. In Tainus, rather. The Ran is in Tainus Dav Zayin. That St. Talumotar in Eretz Yisrael begins 2 weeks after Sukkot. Even though the rain really they need right away by Sukkot. They actually say Tfilas HaGeshem on Sukkot. But to start saying the St. Talumotar when people are being Oile Regel, are traveling back, we give them 2 weeks to travel back. And Eretz Yisrael, they wait to save the St. Talamata till later. So the Ran says, what do you mean? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So why isn't the Mishnayos Kaveya that Bizman Hayah Lachar Churban you start right away? The Ran says, because they were still Oile Regel. So the Ram says that they were El Regel for a period after the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Gemara in the Darim on the Chof Gimel, which is the second Raya. The Gemara there has a case where a man made a neder that if his wife is El Regel, he's not going to have Anah from her. He didn't want it to be El Regel. Women are Pturas. And she was El Regel anyway. So now he's also Bahanah. It says Bol of Ne'er Yasi. Rav Yaisi looked for a Pesach to be Matined. So the Meritzchi is there, asks Rav Yaisi. Rav Yaisi was also after the Churban. So he says from here to Raya, to this Ram, that they were Eilu Regel even after the Churban. And there's a third Raya from Sukkah, Taf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara there asks why they didn't make Zecha L'Chorbin that we should take the Luliv on Shabbos on the seventh day of Sukkot, we should take the Luliv even if it's called on Shabbos Zecha L'Migdash. The Gemara answers, the way Rashi teaches the Gemara, it's Lysis Gaidadu. Because in Chutz Laaretz you don't know which day is Yom Tov, which day is the seventh day. It's going to end up being Lysis Gaidadu. So Vaita they asked, there's no Lysis Gaididu in two Medinas. In two Yarais, there's no Lysis Gaididu. So the Kapis Tamarim answers that, yeah, but they were El Regel, came together. And since they ended up being together in Yerushalayim, there would be Lysis Gaididu. Even after the Beis HaMikdash. So these are Rayas that they were El Regel. It's not borrowed that there's a Chiyav to be El Regel. It could be it's only a Rishus, but some Sefer. There's a beautiful some cipher in Teiras Maisha, in Teiras and Chumash, in Manila Parshas Amar. If I remember, it's page Nun Tes in the regular print of the Teiras Maisha. It has there was an earthquake in Tzfas that destroyed the whole city, and it has the Hesped. He said he spoke in it wasn't in Israel. He spoke in Hungary. He said he gave a drasha at the earthquake in Tzfas. It's a beautiful thing to read. Beautiful shtickle. And he writes there that there's a mitzvah to be El Regel to Yerushalayim even Bizman Hazeh. Some Seif is talking in 200 years ago. He's talking and he said mitzvah Bizman Hazeh to be El Regel. He doesn't say it's a chiyuv, he says it's a mitzvah. And he writes B'shem de Teshbatz that the nais, that in Yerushalayim the place spreads to accommodate everyone, it applies Bizman Hazeh in Yerushalayim too. So if you wonder how there's so many hotel rooms on Sukkot when people go, the Sam Sefer says it's a miracle. He says it's no big miracle because he saw it by his Rebbe's, everyone came to his Rebbe on Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, in the particular in his Rebbe's Beis HaMedrash, he saw the same miracle. So he writes there. So even if you go to the Rebbe, the same thing happens. Depends, I guess, which Rebbe. But anyway, there's a daya that there's a mitzvah to be Eilu Rekel Bezman Hazeh. It's an interesting sheet. But they don't explain the geder. I don't know how could it be a mitzvah deraisa, not a chiyuv deraisa. That confuses me. It could be a mitzvah deraisa, not a chiyuv deraisa. Either it's a chiyuv deraisa, not a chiyuv deraisa. It's confusing to me what the geder of that mitzvah is. Yeah.
The whole reason for Eilu Rekel
was Karbonis. It's interesting. They brought Karbonis for many generations after the Churban. The Gemara says, "Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis." The Karban Tzibur is even. Well, they even had Paraduma till Abayin Rava's time. They had the issues in Paraduma, the Atar. And they had a Mizbeach. The question: if you even need a Mizbeach, or you can be Makriv on the Makam of Mizbeach, or you need a Mizbeach. But they were Makriv. They were Makriv Karbanis for a period of time after the Churban. It's interesting, the Peres Yosef writes on our Mishnah, he asks, the Mishnah is really a little strange. It says, so it mentions all three. And then it says, that's extra. If you want, say, go through all of them, or go through none of them. It brings two cases. Haya b'Yehuda v'ezeh b'gal v'ezeh b'Yehuda, ein echazaka. Why? So the Paras Yosef says that it's Bedafka telling you that even though Yidin wa Eil Regel, so you might think, Sholesh HaRetzis L'Chazak Yudei V'yag V'gol. Hayab Yehuda, there's a B'gol, it's not a Chazaka. Because who goes to Galu? But you might think going to Yehuda is different. Because Yehuda, everyone's Eil Regel. So you would think that Hizik B'Yehuda, a person hears when he's Eil Regel. So Kamash Malan, that even Hayab V'gol, if Hizik B'Yehuda is also not a Chazaka. That's the Ravusa. And it picks Dafka, the Ravusa of Hizik B'Yehuda, to tell you it goes in both directions. But anyway, they are in the same. Eva Yain is definitely part of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It has a different level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's Chayev Trumas Maisrus, Shemitah, all the dinim apply. All the dinim apply to Eva Yain. It always bothered me, Chayev for Korban Pesach, they had to be Eil Regel. Even if you hold, you don't have to be Eil Regel for Aliyah Seregel, but calls man that they were tar in the time till Abay and Rava, the Mishmael said till Abay and Rava they had Paraduma ish. So the Tanoim had to go once a year. Why does the Gemara Gittin in the place of springs talk about being Ala Regel? They were Ala Regel. Kern Pesach, they had to go. 22 years ago, when the Navi Shia started on Matzah Shabbos, the first parak of Shmuel Aleph, we started from Shmuel Aleph. It was supposed to be for 8 weeks. So we had a plan, we're going to do a parak a week for 8 weeks. It didn't last. But, I mean, the Shia lasted, but the parak a week didn't last. But one of my first kashas I asked, it says that Elkanah was Eil Regel once a year. It says, the Pasuk says, Lamayed. And the Rashi says, once a year, he brings some measure. He went up once a year. So why was he only Eil Regel once a year? You have to go three times a year. So there's a Rabban Chumash that says Aliyah LeRegel is Lamokem Hashi Yifchar Hashem Alekecha, which is the Beis Hamikdash. At that time, Shiva existed. So you want Mechliyah to be Eil Regel. Valisa Lamokem, it has to be Yerushalayim. And Shiva existed, there's no Chiyuv. So he went anyway once a year. So if you went once a year, which once a year did he go? So Chaim Knievsky has his little shtiklach on Tanakh. So he has like a one-liner. It says, when did he go? He went Sukkos. I don't understand. Nowadays when Chaim Knievsky answers letters, I should make a copy of his cipher and write. What do you mean he went Sukkos? He had to go Pesach to bring a Korban Pesach. I can't understand. No, Korban Pesach didn't mechuyev in. What? Carbon, I'm not sure. I think carbon tzibur, carbon pays, and carbon yachid, that has a dinner of carbon tzibur. And maybe that would be the answer, I don't know. But l'chayre, I thought he went up for Pesach to bring his carbon Pesach. Right, it says Pesach Zul Shayayach, and this Mashav Yisrael Shayayach. I mean, it says by Chayre. Mashav Yisrael Shayayach. Can we have a new kasha for the Haggadah? Why is it Mishnah 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 Yekayim? We had a Mizbeach afterwards. So it's Mishnah Mizbeach. I just realized it's a shver. Elkanah was a Levi. So Shmuel was a Levi. So Mishnah's father was a Levi. It's usually the way it works. Taisa says in Pesachim and Gimel Amid Beis. No, Taisa doesn't say about Korban Pesach. Taisa says, oh, the whole kasha doesn't start. Taisa says that if you don't own karak in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be Eil Regel. That's Taisa's chiddush on Gimel Amid Beis in Pesachim. It has the story of Yehuda ben Bava with the guy who was Eil Regel and pretended he's a Yid. So he fooled him. So Taisa says, why did Yehuda ben Bava also have to be Eil Regel? Why didn't he? So he says, Yehuda ben Bava didn't own karak in Eretz Yisrael. Chaim Knievsky has a shtickle on that too. He asks, why Yehuda ben Bava didn't own karak? You know, a baki is always better than a lamdin. He says that there's a medrash that says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was a descendant of, I don't know if you know Navi, but Yecheskel's Nechaya Mason. There were Jews that left Mitzrayim early, Bnei Ephraim. Yecheskel was Nechaya Mason. We lay in as a Haftarah and Shmuel, I think. is Mechayim Mason. And the Gemara, he brings a Medrash that Yehuda ben Bava, not a Medrash, Gemara in the Chelek, Yehuda ben Bava is a descendant of theirs. And all of them didn't yarsh and karka in Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't come into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu. They died before, and they came alive later. It says, Yehuda ben Bava didn't own karka in Eretz Yisrael. So you didn't have to be out of the wagon. So, if you don't own karka, you don't have. So what was I thinking? Elkanah didn't have karka. It's not entirely true, but he maybe did. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, it's a nice study. The, Shaschem Goyim were in control. I mean, it could have been Yidden too. There was a period where there were brothers in charge of different parts of Eretz Yisrael, Aristobulus and Hyrcanus, and they were Bishaschem. So I don't know when this Gemara was written. There was an extended period where Yidden were in charge of Bnei Hashmonaim, and there were different parts of Eretz Yisrael under control of different people. What? Yehuda and Yisrael. I don't know if he only stopped them from being on the regal, he stopped them from going all year. You have to know the Matthias, whatever the Matthias was.
But Shimon, you can't go to be on the
regal. To be on the regal, but you go during the year. They didn't do business during the year. So I also don't know. That's what depends on. What? Gemara Pesachim. Karm Pesach is not totally set in the Tziv's Kasha. In the Tziv asks a Kasha, why does it help? The Tziv Pesachim came on with Beis. He asks, why does it help you don't own Karka? You have to go up anyway for Karm Pesach. And the Gemara story about Karm Pesach. So the Tziv has a Chiddush. The Tziv says that the Tziv and the Tzlach both say that you don't have to go to bring the Karban Pesach, they say. If you happen to be in Yerushalayim, if you're within 30 days, you have to bring the Karban Pesach. If you're more than 30 days away, there's not a chiyuv to be on the regal, but mainly you have to bring a Karban Pesach. But you know, there's no chiyuv to go. There's no chiyuv to go to bring the Karban Pesach. No, you're missing the mitzvah, but if you're not there, it's onus. More than 30 days after a chag, you don't have to prepare for the chag. And the mainly you don't have to go. You don't finish. All right, let's get back to Zman Hazeh. All right, the Gemara here on Mamech Chesamid Beis brings, as I told you, different pshatim from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Chiddush. The Chachamim are the same Chachamim we had all year round. Chazakah Gimel Shanim, with all the Hezbeirim that we had, why 3 years, all those Hezbeirim are true according to the Chacham. The question is, what is this Rabbi Yehuda Shita? The Rabbi Yehuda holds that even Bishas Chayrim is also a Chazakah. So we're going to have now Rav and Shmuel have two different Pshatim in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and the Chiddush to us is going to be Rav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Ein mazikin b'nichsei b'reach. It's not shayach to have a chazaka in the nechasim of someone who's running away from the government. Let's say the government is after him, whatever reason you can imagine. So there are two types of b'reach, the Gemara will say. B'reach machmas moment. Someone is a bereach because he stole money, or even if he didn't steal money, the government may be falsely accusing him, but he's running away, the government's after him for back taxes. Or a bereach machmas nefashis, a person's running away because the government wants to kill him. So this Gemara, Taisa says right away, so we're talking here about someone who's bereach machmas momen. So the Gemara says, Rav holds, you can't have a chazakah, even if you're there 3 years, you can't have a chazakah in the nechasim of a bereach. Ki amrisei kamei de Shmuel amali, v'chilim chais befanav utzarech. Shmuel said, no, you could be mazik b'nechsei bereach. Why? Wherever he is, let him make a macha, and the macha is going to be heard. And therefore, it is a good mechah. V'rav, Maika Mashmala, Mecha Shalai Befanav, Lo Yehava Mecha. Chiddush, we never had this in the parak. That a Mecha has to be Befanav. You hear Rav Chiddush? You're Mechoyev to pick yourself up and go to the field and make a Mecha. It could be Rav holds. That's a normal thing a person does. You find out someone's in your house, you pick yourself up, and you go. I'm a Rav Mecha Shalai Befanav. Have a Mecha. Rav Tamadi Dokam Afarish, Balei Loi Sviralei. Zakta Rajbam and Taisvis, tremendous Chiddush. Rav is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Not like all of the blat we learned until now. The whole 10 blat we don't like the Chachamim. Rav, according to the first Lashon of this Gemara, doesn't pasken like all this. Rav holds, you need a Mecha, Dafka Befanav. And since you need a mecha b'fanav, mecha shalai b'fanav, lo yehava chazaka. And since this person is not able to come back, because if he comes back, they're going to be ma'anis in our moment. So memeila mecha shalai b'fanav, lo yehava mecha. So memeila, it's not a chazaka. You can't have a chazaka on someone who can't come back here, because he's going to have a absent moment if he comes back. So memela imazik and midasivareach. So what's the chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda sheet in the Mishnah is? You need a mecha b'fanav, and that Rav is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. So here in this Gemara, I'm not sure we have to be mevar. What's the case? How much money is the government after, and how much money is the karka worth? If I would think. If you have a businessman who owes $50,000 to the government, he's running away, he's hiding. And this karka is worth $200,000. So he has an excuse, he's a berech machas mamon. Now if he owes $200,000 and the karka is worth $50,000, we all agree. That zich is included in Rav's memra. A masik and minase bereach, because a person for $50,000 is not going to jeopardize $200,000. What would be the din in the reverse case, where the karka has a greater value than the money which he's bereach for? So what do you think?
Why should he be subject to this $50,000? He's still losing it. Even if the karka is worth it, he's still losing that money.
Well, what is human nature is we're saying that a person is not shaysik. He comes and he makes a mecha. So, if he hears someone in a $200,000 field, he's not going to pick himself and come.
Well, if he knows that he doesn't have to,
it's a funny thing. The result is going to cause the. Normally, we say we judge how people are, and because we judge how people are, we've set up the rules of chazak. The chayra here, I'm not sure how we go. On the one hand, we could say. Human nature is that you protect your house. Over $50,000, you go after the $200,000. So maybe you should have come. On the other hand, if you're going to say that he's a lamdan, and he knows that if he has a good excuse why he's not coming, he's off the hook, then he could say, why should I lose $50,000? I can't come, and since I can't come, chayra would seem to me that somebody should say something about this. Did I miss a Rajbam? Does he say anything about the amount of money? I don't think he says anything about the amount of money. And therefore, we have here, I'm not sure how much money it is, but we have here a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Mishnah. We have two Pshatim in the Mishnah. Rav holds, oh, I shouldn't say that. It seems we have two Pshatim in the Mishnah. What does Rav hold? What's the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold you need a Mecha b'fanav, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a Mecha. I think it wrong. The Chachamim hold you don't need a Mecha b'fanav, so you should make a Berech, Machmas Mamin, or somebody in Yehuda has to make a Mecha. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a Mecha b'fanav, and therefore a Berech, Machmas Mamin doesn't make a Mecha. And therefore, in our Mishnah, it's the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're in gold, you have to travel in. Since you could travel in, there's no excuse why you didn't make a mecha. Later, Rabbi, you have a good excuse. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have no excuse, because since you need a mecha b'fanav, so you have to do it. So this is Rav's Shita. Shmuel disagrees. Now, how are you going to learn Shmuel? Either you could learn that Shmuel disagrees with Pshat of the Mishnah, Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. But L'chari, you don't have to say that. Could be Shmuel agrees with Pshat. Rami Shmuel could, it's more mistava to say they're not even arguing Pshat in the Mishnah. They're arguing with a Paskin line. Rav said, this is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. You have to do a Mechah B'Fanav. Plus, Rav said, when you do a Mechah B'Fanav, I also Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, B'Chilum Chais B'Fanav U'Tzarech. Shmuel is saying B'Chilum Chais B'Fanav U'Tzarech. It could be, because Shmuel agrees with Rav and Pshat in the Mishnah. He just holds the halachas like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halachas like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore he paskens like the Chachamim. So it could be in the Mishnah Kama, the Gemara, that there's no machlokes Pshat in the Mishnah. There's a machlokes had a paskin between Rav and Shmuel, but we have a rule, the Mutev and machlokes Adif, we try to make as few machlokes as possible. So in the Mishnah Kama, it could be Shmuel agrees with Rav, with this Mechudish Dik of Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Just Rav said we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow we'll see the Lishna of Basra, where either they both hold like the Chup, or they have a different Pshat in the Mishnah. We'll have to figure that out. And Yitz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get down to the two dots. The Gemara flows very, very simply. Okay.